Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Hey, Coach Larranega, congratulations.
Thanks, JR.
No doubt about it, the Miami Hurricanes beat Houston 89-75. Hey, Coach, I got to ask you. We saw those dance moves in the locker room. What was that, electric slide?
I don't know what it's called. Just my players enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I got those guys cheering for me and then dancing with me. And that's what March Madness is all about. It's a big dance.
It's a big dance, and we certainly saw you guys dance all over Houston. You guys held them to only 37% from the field. These are big-time offensive players. What was your strategy going into smothering?
Well, the two things that Houston does at such a high level that we needed to address in our game plan was they're really good at forcing turnovers and scoring in the open court. The second is they're a tremendous rebounding team at both ends. So we just told our players we needed to pack it in the paint. They'd make some threes. They were 7-for-17 in the first half, but they ended up 9-for-31, only 29%. But our two-point shooting defense had to be excellent, and it was. They scored 22 points in the paint. We scored 32.
Head coach Jim Larranega is here with us. Miami Hurricanes just beat Houston 89-75. On the offensive side of the ball, you guys were on fire. Nigel Pack put up 26 and had 7 threes. Isaiah went out there and had 20 points himself. Talk to us about your guards and how busy they got.
You know, what you saw tonight is what we envisioned before the season ever started. And even at one of the timeouts, I just told Coach Courtney, my associate head coach, hey, we just got to keep scoring. Because their defense is good, but if we can keep scoring, it's hard for them to catch us because we had a little bit of a lead. And then when they did cut the lead to 2, I called a timeout and told them that, hey, Houston picked up the tempo. We need to do the same thing. And then I think we went on like a 17-2 or 3 run. So our guys responded to the challenge. They knew Houston would be a terrific opponent. But we've got a lot of good players, too. We had 5 guys in double figures, Norshad Omir, Isaiah Wong, Jordan Miller, Nigel Pack, and Wugo Papa, all in double figures. So we only had 6 turnovers for the night, and that's exactly what it was going to take to win the game.
Head coach Jim Larranega here with us. Last question. We know that you guys have Texas Xavier coming up next, whoever wins that game, which is taking place right now. How do you get your guys prepared between now and then? Is this a little bit of a rest night? Is everybody watching? You relax tomorrow? How do you prepare between now and Sunday?
Yeah, we have our routines that we follow for every game. And what I like about this is tomorrow is not a game day. When we played in the ACC tournament, you play a game, you win, you move on, but it's that very next day. In this case, our preparation is so important for success. Our players listen attentively, and they understand the ideas we have as to how to defend and how to attack. And so tomorrow will be kind of a walkthrough for whoever we play, and then a meeting tomorrow night, a shoot-around on Sunday to get ready for our opponent.
From one Bronx guy to another, congratulations, head coach Jim Larranega, and good luck this upcoming Sunday, making it to the Elite Eight for the second straight year. Good luck, coach.
Hey, thanks. JR, where in the Bronx are you from?
Oh, all the way uptown. Everything from Gun Hill Road to Mount Vernon and north. Northeast.
Oh, wow. Do you know where I'm from?
Yeah, aren't you, well, not, you no, well, no. Where exactly?
I'm from Parkchester.
Oh,
6th
Train.
You ever been to Parkchester?
Yeah, 6th Train. Of course. Yeah, I know Parkchester.
Right.
Yeah, I know the whole, unfortunately, I think I know every
Bronx
part
guy.
Of the Bronx. I think that's a bad thing, though.
All right, JR, I'll let you go.
All right, good luck. Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks.
No doubt about it. Head Coach Jim Larranega coming through. I was trying to figure out. He told me the area. I was like, wait, where in the boogie down? The Bronx is huge. Like 1.5 million people smashed up in one area. But hey, you got a Bronx guy on the radio here on CBS, and you got a Bronx guy coaching the Miami Hurricanes. It must be nice. Congratulations to Miami.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
I'm JR of CBS Sports Radio, and I want to introduce you to a new podcast titled Agents of Inclusion, brought to you by Special Olympics, Odyssey, and JR Sport Reproductions. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking with a different Special Olympics athlete to share their stories of perseverance, accomplishment, and path towards inclusion. We don't want you to just listen. We want you to become an active agent of inclusion as well. Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion, find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.